This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday, and our best wishes out to our fallen friend Woods. Hopefully he starts feeling better. Next week are the playoffs, and as I said earlier, no chance he's missing a playoff week, so hopefully he gets this all out of his system this week. Paul, I don't know how this is going to work. We play as Ben ever, 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. Did you consult with Woods? Did you have to come up with all of these questions on your own? How's the procedure?
I came up with them on my own. He has no idea what these are, and I think I got 10 that we have not used before.
All right, so if you haven't heard it before, I tend to be a bit of a closed book, at least when it comes to a morning radio personality, and I'm constantly surprising my co-host things that he doesn't know about me. So in order to learn a little bit more, he devised this game in which he asks 10 somewhat personal and uncomfortable questions of me. And I'm an honest person, so I give him an honest answer every Wednesday morning. Now, sometimes the answers have even come as a surprise to the person that I love and spend the most time with, my wife, Shelley, who is joining me in the Corona Cave this morning as our guest chooser. We need an extra person here this morning. Now, have you been surprised a few times?
Yes.
Has been ever. Okay, so you're not necessarily a gimme 10 for 10 on this one.
No, I'm okay. Not. I have to say, though, the best is when I, like, come out of my yoga class and I have texts or tweets saying, oh, my God, and nothing else.
Wednesday at 8:20, your messages blow up pretty much every single week. All right, Pauly, you are in charge here. All I do is sit back and answer questions. It's pretty easy. So take it away.
All right, we'll bring on our caller here. We're going with Anthony wants to play. Anthony, how are we doing this morning?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Anthony, you know how the game works.
I do not, actually. I'm usually an early morning listener, and so this is a surprise to be on at 8 a.m. this morning.
All right, well, welcome. So as Ben explained, he is not an open book. He likes to keep his cards close to the vest. He does not like to tell us a whole lot about himself, but the thing about Ben is he also can't tell a lie. So anything that we ask him in this segment, he will tell us honestly, no matter how uncomfortable it is. I really hope Kim, his mom, is not listening to this segment. I think she usually tunes in.
We know the wife is listening because she's right here. Anthony, you just have to predict what I'm going to say. That's all you have to do. It's very easy.
Okay.
All right. We'll start off with this first one here. Anthony, we'll start with you. Has Ben ever knowingly tried to use an expired coupon?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, all right, we're going to lock him in. I don't think Ben has. I think he's got too many standards, and he's above that. I definitely have. But let's go to Shelley. Shelley, has Ben ever knowingly tried to use an expired coupon to save a few bucks?
I don't think so.
All right, she's a no. Ben?
But the way he's looking at me right now.
All right. I not only have I done it, I tried it this week.
I had a
coupon that was 3 days expired, and there's no reason not to try. I mean, some companies are saying, "Hey, go ahead and honor the coupon anyway. I know it's expired, but it's only a couple of days. I mean, you've got it. You might as well try." The worst they can say is no, right? I don't get mad like, "Oh, I have this coupon. I don't throw a fit." But absolutely, I will see if I can get the buy one get one free coupon. I am. You know me. I'm frugal, Shell. All right, you're 0-1 already. Fine. All right, here we go.
All right. Anthony, has Ben ever purchased something from Walmart? He's very fancy.
That's the whole question?
That's the question. It sounds ridiculous, but I got a feeling it might surprise us. Has Ben ever purchased anything from Walmart?
Gosh, now you have me thinking, now you have me overthinking it. I'm going to say yes, because that just seems like such a simple task that there's no way Ben hasn't in his lifetime.
All right. Shelly should know the answer to this, but Shell, has Ben ever purchased anything from Walmart?
Yes, he has. Yes. He's definitely more of a Target guy, but
he probably calls it Target too. Well, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. He said he's never been to, what was it, Food for Less? Never bought anything from there. He's a Whole Foods guy.
But the answer, Paulie, have you given your answer?
I think you have not.
Really? No, Shelly's right on this one. It's very rare, but I don't think you can survive in America nowadays without at least one or two trips to Walmart in your life.
We went to Walmart when we were in spring training out in Peoria to buy some stuff for the week that we were out there, and I think we had to legitimately ask you, have you ever been inside of a Walmart, Ben?
Yes, I'm fancy. We know. We understand that. All right. It's not new news. Continue.
Let's get a little weird here. Anthony, has Ben ever passed awful gas in public and then pretended to wonder who it was with everyone else?
I'm going to say no on this one. I think Ben is a hold it in kind of guy.
All right. Welcome in. I think Ben is evil. I think he absolutely has done this.
Shell.
He's done this. He does this.
Don't sound so confident, like you know.
He does this all
the time. What do you mean I do it all the time? I do not do it all the time.
Yes, he does.
I've done it a few times, yes, but not all the time.
If there is ever a foul smell around.
No, come on. No, it's not always me. You always blame me. It's not always me. It isn't always me. It's not. It really isn't. And I'm kind of offended that you always blame me, actually.
I'm so glad
this is
that
something
you asked
we
this
need
question.
To discuss later. Later. I'll table it for later. We'll discuss it tonight.
Good question.
But have you actually passed it on to somebody else? Like, have you actually been like, it was that guy over there?
No, I don't blame. I won't blame anyone.
He won't blame
I'll
anyone
look
else.
Look confused.
But he'll act like it's not him.
Looking
for
the maybe
sure.
to the left, to the right. Like, where is that coming from?
Where's That's that coming weird. From knowing it full well.
Alright, move on.
Alright, next question. Anthony, has Ben ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh, man. I would say no. I don't know if Ben's wife has ever had it on, and maybe he's just seen it on, but I don't think he's actually consciously gone and watched it on his own.
Alright, we're gonna lock him in. Shell, has Ben ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians that you know of?
No, I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They've dated NBA players, that's sports. Maybe Ben might have done some research. I'm going to say no, though. He hasn't seen any good movies that we've ever recommended. I got to think
I can't even keep up with which ones is which. I forget which one used to be Bruce Jenner, honestly, you know. Is he Kim or is he Chloe? Which one is he?
Wow, very
he's
expensive.
Carissa. No, which one is he?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, that's right, Caitlin.
Come on.
I always forget. I really do. I can't. No, I don't. I have not watched that show ever.
All right. Anthony, has Ben ever peed sitting down?
I want to say no, out of respect for Ben.
All right, let's lock him in. I want to know. Oh, Shelly.
Shelly's going to know the answer to this one. There's not any way you can hide this one from your wife.
I don't know. Maybe it's early in the morning. You're getting up for work and she's still asleep.
He's 6'5". He has to pee sitting down sometimes.
Oh!
It's just out of respect for the bathroom, kind of. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, and you're missing the whole point here. Sometimes you just want to sit and look at your phone for 5 minutes, even if you don't have any other business to do other than peeing, and you still can take that little break. And you can't do it while you're standing, so you have to sit.
Five minutes?
There you go.
5 minutes.
Takes 30 10 seconds. Minutes. Go in, do your business, and then go back and sit on the couch. Look at the phone.
I know. You don't,
yes, he pees.
You don't live with it, Paul, so you don't understand. There's no peace on the couch. The only peace in the home is in the bathroom.
All right, fair enough. We might have done this one before, but I'm not sure, and I definitely don't remember the answer. Anthony, has Ben ever tweeted from a burner account?
I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to say yes.
A fake account that he can't really, you know, he can't tell me or Woods to go F ourselves from his verified account, but he might do it from a burner account.
I could see him doing that just to mess with you guys. I'm going to say yes.
Alright. Shell, has Ben ever tweeted from a burner account?
He can't even tell a lie. I don't think he has tweeted from a burner account. I wish he would. I think that would be hysterical, but I don't think so.
Now, there is an account out there, at least there used to be, called Evil Ben.
Yes. I know of that account. There's also Ben's Pickle.
There's
Which
Ben's
is really
pickle.
Your pickle, I
Which
know.
Is really my pickle.
I know. Paulie, what do you think?
I think you're evil in so many ways, but I don't know. I mean, you haven't even logged into the Ben and Woods account. I don't think that you have a burner account.
No,
so I'm
I have not. It's not an ethical issue. I don't have time to mess with another account. You mean I don't have the time for the 8 seconds it takes to log out of one account and into another? I'm too busy for that. So, no, I have not tweeted from burner account.
All right. We'll move along. Anthony, has Ben ever given a stranger a ride home? Maybe a hitchhiker? Somebody just he didn't know? Has he ever given a stranger a ride home?
I'm going to say yes, seeing how Ben is such a nice guy like that. Like, he would do something like that.
Lock him in. Shell, has Ben ever given a stranger a ride home, you think?
No. No. There's no way.
What, am I not a nice guy like Anthony says? Anthony thinks I'm nice. How come you don't think I'm nice?
You are a nice guy. It's just, there's just no way he would let a stranger into his car.
Yeah, I gotta say no as well. I think he's a nice guy.
Honestly, I don't really even like people I know letting them into my car, much less a stranger. No, I've never given a stranger, hitchhiker, anything a ride home or anywhere else for that matter.
All right. Anthony, just a couple of more here. Has Ben ever improved his lie on the golf course when no one was looking?
Ooh. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no on that one.
It's very ethical. Lock him in on a no. Shell, has Ben ever improved his lie on the golf course when no one was looking? Maybe just, you know, kick the ball a few feet, get himself a better spot?
No way. Anthony's right. No way.
No way. I think everyone's done it. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, but golf is like Ben's like thing.
Sacred. Yeah. Plus the challenging lies, that's where you hit the spectacular shots. You don't want to be taking away that opportunity to do something amazing. Play the ball as it lies. Now, if I can scrounge and repair and I can get away with a favorable ruling, and it's legal, absolutely. But if it's not legal, you gotta play it where it is.
Ben, you are something else. All right. Anthony, has Ben ever pawed?
Now, hey, to be fair, just quickly. Now, if Dad says, hey, move it away from like that beehive or something, I'll give you a free drop. And no, he knows I will take that on occasion. because, you know, I don't want to injure myself, but not on my own. I'll need authorization to do that.
All right, fair enough. Anthony, has Ben ever paused on a nude scene in maybe like an educational film or, you know,
like a health film
or something with art, you know, an artistic sense?
That is a strange question, but I'm going to say yes. I'm sure he's seen some nude pieces in his life.
It is a strange question. We have strange listeners that submit strange questions. Has Ben ever paused on a nude scene?
Oh, absolutely. Come on. Who hasn't paused on a nude scene?
Paused.
All right, that's two yeses. I say absolutely. Of course he has.
I certainly have maybe rewound and gone through it again, but paused.
It's the
like,
same thing.
Still shot? I don't know. I'll say yes. I think that's probably the most fair answer. And in case you're wondering, I have watched the Scramble channels that we didn't get occasionally when I was a kid, just to see if you couldn't see anything, but you knew there was something there, but there wasn't anything there that you could see. I've done that too. So there you go.
All right, last one. Anthony,
this is always the best.
These ones are never fun. I'm so glad I don't have to look at him in the face. Has Ben ever caught his parents in the act?
Oh, God. I hope not. He seems like he's not damaged, so I'm going to say no.
Bachman? Oh, I hope they're not listening. Shell, has Ben ever caught his parents in the act at any point?
This one's tough because I'm sitting in the Corona cave at their house, knowing that they're like not that far away, probably listening.
I'm so sorry, Kim.
I think so. I'm gonna say yes.
You know, it never happened for me. Granted, my parents got divorced when I was like 11, but. I know a lot of people that have unfortunately had to deal with that. I'm gonna say yes. Ben, have you ever caught your parents?
Well, thank goodness, like every good parent, mine have never actually done it, so there was no chance that I could ever walk in on that. The answer is no.
Oh,
good gracious, no. Thank you, Shell, for coming
it's
in.
It's okay to catch your
it's
parents.
It's not okay. No.
Yes.
It's not.
It's okay for them to be doing that.
No, it's not. They don't. It's fine. They just don't. Anthony, thanks for playing. Enjoy your copy of NBA 2K21. And, Paul, thank you for stepping in for Woodsy and coming up with our questions.
It was not my pleasure.
We will come back. I talked about it at 7 o'clock. Major Garrett's column about why the Padres have been better off without the fans in the stands. Do you agree at all? Or do you have a different take on it? 833-288-0973. You can join us next. Your phone calls, talking some Padres baseball and what Major Garrett had to say about the team. That's coming up right now. Let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.